This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget here on Worship Radio 247. Welcome indeed. It is so good to get your company. We begin a brand new series here on Worship Radio 247. And on this Hour One Nugget, draw close to God. You could even say, if you wish, draw closer to God. Now, this Hour One Nugget series is going to take a slightly different form. I'm going to bring you 4 points during this season, this series, and I will highlight those points, and then I'm going to bring you some scripture each day just to, how can I put this, re-emphasize these points. And point number one, as we study drawing closer to God, is this: through Christ, repentance, through His grace, for forgiveness and mercy. Through Christ, repentance, through His grace, for forgiveness and mercy. The first scripture I'm going to look at today is Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 4 and 5. On tomorrow's broadcast, we'll look at Hebrews, the fourth chapter, verse 14 and 16. But for now, we're going to look at Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 4 and 5. And I might even look at verse 13 as well. And this is what Ephesians says: but God is so rich in mercy, and He loved us so much, that even though we were dead because of our sins, He gave us life when He raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. I'm going to read that again, because that verse, those two verses, are so full. But God is so rich in mercy, and He loved us so much, that even though we were dead because of our sins, He gave us life when He raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. Wow. That is amazing. You see, that is who your Heavenly Father is. He's so rich in mercy, and He loves us so much. Listen, we all make mistakes. All of us do things wrong. All of us fall short. Romans, the third chapter and verse 23, Paul stipulates that very clearly. All of us sin, and we all fall short. But there are so many other people that are around us that keep looking at us and pointing their fingers and saying, look how you've gone wrong. Look what's going wrong in your life. I was discussing with a friend of mine a marriage that this person is in. I won't tell you any more than that, just to say that there has been a lot of abuse in this marriage. And the friend of mine is a Christian. The other person in the marriage is not a Christian. And so many do-gooding people have pointed out, oh, you've got to stay in that marriage. Oh, no, 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 you can't break that yoke. You can't break that yoke of marriage. No, 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 no. You have to stay there. I am sorry, but the Father that I serve, the God that I serve, the one true Jesus that I serve, knows when mistakes have been made. And however difficult situations are, Jesus came to bring abundant life. Are you hearing me? He came to bring love and joy and peace. But there's those people that want to judge. There's those people that want to point their finger. There's those people that will say, oh, if you do that, you'll lose your salvation and you're bound for hell. I have never in my life listened to such bunkum. That is not the Jesus I serve. Listen to this verse. I'll say it again, and it reiterates exactly what I am saying. But God is so rich in mercy. So what does he stop? So we make a mistake and he says, no, I'm rich in mercy, but I'm going to stop right there because I don't agree with that. No, 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 no. I'm sorry, you're done. You're lost. Bye. That's not the Jesus we serve. That's not the Jesus who fills me full of love and joy and peace. That's not the Jesus. Who that is the evil one. And that evil one is using scripture against you because he's missing out this vital ingredient, that there is grace, God's unmerited favor upon your life. There is mercy that God wants to pour into your life. And the fact that he loved you, that even though we were dead because of our sins, there you go. So we've all done wrong. We're dead. We're done. That's the end. Watch this. Watch what Paul says now. He gave us life. Repeat that after me. He gave us life. When he raised Christ from the dead. Even though you and I were dead in sin, even though we went through all the stuff we went through, even though we were on the floor, even though we couldn't get out of the hole that we crawled into, even though it was impossible, what happened next? What was the next thing that happened? I'll tell you what the next thing that happened was. Jesus came to this earth. God the Father decided, as Galatians the 4th chapter and verse 4 says, that the time was ripe. And Jesus came. Jesus came. And when he came, he reconciled you to your Father through Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit. He brought us grace. He brought us life. He brought us mercy from the Father. I don't care what you've done. I don't care how you've done it. I don't care If you're deep in sin right now at this moment, and I know someone listening to this broadcast right now is so far into sin, and they know it, that they cannot see a way out. You think it's impossible. You think what you've done, the Lord is never going to forgive you. Let me tell you, my friend, my beloved, Jesus is here. And he is extending his hand of friendship, of brotherhood. He's extending his hand of grace and of mercy and of love to you right now. What he requires you to do is for you to look at your sin one final time and just say these words. Heavenly Father, I forgive myself of this mess. I forgive myself for getting into this situation. And let's just turn to him and say, I ask you in Jesus' name to forgive me of these sins. And I promise you, I will try so very hard to follow you and to love you and to adore you. You see, right at the beginning, right at the very beginning, I said to you, through Christ, repentance. Repentance through his grace for forgiveness and mercy. Are you hearing that? Point number one that we're going to be on for 3 days. Through Christ. Repentance of our sin. Through his grace, for forgiveness and mercy. That even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. Are you getting this? Are you sensing this today? It is only by God's grace that you have been saved, nothing else. And if you prayed that prayer just now, you have been saved through God's grace, through his love. There is now no condemnation for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. That's in Romans, the 8th chapter and verse 1. Now there is no condemnation. There will only be conviction from the Lord. And those people who are pointing their fingers, those people who are kindly giving you verses of scripture to point out your fault. You know what? I would say that was judgmental, not helpful, because you've been saved by grace. You've been saved by the power of the Holy Spirit. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. Look at verse 13 of Ephesians, the 2nd chapter. But now, watch, but now you have been united with Christ Jesus. Once you were far away from God, but now You have been brought near to him through the blood of Christ. That is so important. Beloved, that is so important. That is so necessary for you to know. And I tell you this, I commend this word to you today. And I say thank you, Jesus, for all you've done for us. Thank you, Jesus, for saving us. Thank you, Jesus, for drawing us closer to you by your word and by worship. And I say this, stretch your hand out now. Lift your hand to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.